7 of these ribs are true ribs. 3 of these ribs are false ribs. You can check this out in the dictionary. See, anything I know you can check easy, I want to help you, Doubting Thomas is out. 7 of them are true ribs, 3 of them are false ribs, 2 are floating ribs. So the man has in total 12 ribs, they say. 12 ribs. Didn't Jesus have 12 disciples? Now, I don't want to convince you. You just take that with a grain of salt or with a grain of pepper or sugar, whatever you like to take with it. 7 true ribs, 3 false ribs, 2 floating ribs. All right? Now, the woman made from a rib of the man in Genesis. Now, here is a woman again appearing in the New Testament, and she is crying and washing Jesus' feet with her tears and her hair. And she's called Mary Magdalene. She's one of 3, I think, very important Marys in the Bible. Her name is Mary Magdalene. Then what is she? She's a figure depicting who? She's a figure depicting the people who give themselves to the blind sentiment, the blind sentimentality in the human makeup. Their sentimentality is not governed by intelligence. It's just blind in them. They give themselves blindly to emotional stimulation. Dear beloved people, if the hair represents the sensitivity in the human being, then the ribbon represents the ribs that check or that hold that in place. The ribbon is the same, serves the same purpose, or has the same meaning in the hair that ribs have in the body. The hair is is symbolic of your dormant intelligence. The intelligence that's dormant in us, it feels what's right and wrong. But because it's dormant, it's asleep. Another name for dormant is asleep. Because it's dormant, it's asleep. And the asleep person is blind. So what we're talking about is blind sensitivity that's not intelligently directed or managed. So it goes fluttering about like the hair. In the symbolism of the hair, we have hair as also meaning fire. How did they get this symbolism? They used to watch men and women running, and especially women. And when the woman, Caucasian woman or the European type, when they run, their hair look like flames, look like the head is on fire. It gives the picture to the artist of flames shooting from the hair. So they connected the hair with flames, flames meaning passions that's unchecked passions. And if you have still kept up with the meaning that we were talking about earlier, you'll see that all of this carry the same meaning or speak from the same sensitivity in the human being. Speaking from the same sensitivity in the human being. Why is it so important for us to have these hairstyles, to part the hair? Don't you know women used to have a set way of styling their hair? They had so many forms, that so many styles they could use. It was set styles. They could braid it. They could ponytail it. I hope you all can read some of these symbols. And also now, look in your dictionary yourself. Rib also means the rein of a horse. Especially a horse that you're driving. You call that the rib. So it's to do what? To check an animal that's given to blind impulse. The horse is an animal that is given to blind impulse. He will run himself to death if you don't stop him. Yes, horses will do this. They have a blind impulse. Once you stop them from running, if you don't stop him, that horse will run until he falls dead. Yes. Maybe you all can understand the apocalypse a little better now, huh?
Somebody get me a handkerchief or a tissue, please.
I thought I had one. I don't. Excuse me for getting out speaking away from our audience like that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Excuse me 1 minute. Thank you. Have a whole coal here, and I haven't been able to shake it yet. Doing pretty good, though. Feel like I can go about 5 rounds. Now, if these people have this symbolism, and what I've said so far should be enough to convince you that I'm not speaking out of the air. I'm talking to reality. If they have this symbolism and they're using it over our heads, don't we make ourselves look silly after we know this to go along with these things? They're talking to each other. They ain't talking to us because we don't know the symbolism. They're not talking to the masses, so they're talking to each other. They're telling each other what they're doing and what their opinion is of the masses. You all right? Yellow ribbons for these wives and sweethearts of these hostages. The niggas won't wear ribbons. Well, they don't wear ribbons. So what kind? Any kind. Say, hey, try to make them wear green if you can. The black means they're in mourning. We don't want them in mourning. We want them under check. Give them green, mean they're under cultural check. Or some other color that shows that you're under some kind of check. You're under a ring. But even if you chose your own color, would you escape if you wore a ribbon? No, because it also means something to check. So it's saying to them that it's check. We're checking their blind impulses, see? They want to check your blind impulses. You might go out there and start killing up some Caucasians for the life of those children. So they're giving you ribbons to say, no, we're going to check them. They don't do that. We're going to check their impulses. We check our own impulses. I'm talking for us now, not for them. I'm talking for my people who are with me. We check our own impulses. We ain't going to Atlanta foolishly to kill up no innocent people. We're in control of our own selves and our own community. And when we wear some symbolism, it'll be our symbolism. And you all shouldn't have to question me, or shouldn't have to have me explain for an hour the logic behind my position. You should be such people who have such confidence in your leader that if he says no ribbon, you just do nothing but say, tell the brothers and sisters no ribbon. Intelligent people do. Intelligent communities, when they choose a leader and they don't see in that leader any sign that he's betraying them or any sign that he's losing his senses, they have faith in him. They say, he said, no ribbons. Put the word out. No ribbons. And that's it. Oh, I don't want nobody to dictate to me. But somebody is. And they bypass in your mind. They don't even respect your intelligence enough to get your approval. They work a game on you that you can't see, and they're checking you still, have you out there marching with ribbons on and singing, we shall overcome, we shall overcome one day, someday, one day, someday. We shall overcome. Marching like a bunch of drunken cattle. bunch of cattle in a stupor. As soon as they out of that crisis, they let you go and fire guns.
Say, wait, what the nigga doing there? Then the herd go.
In the Quran, we know the definition of milk. In the Quran, the way milk is used, we know the definition of it. It means softness, being very considerate of the feelings of the other person. That's the Quranic definition for milk, right? All right. Now, if they would let us come with the Quranic message, and we come out there with an emblem with a glass of milk on it, that would be all right. But now you have a connection with milk, but your milk is not the same as our milk. Your milk don't mean courtesy, sympathy for the hurt of other people, tenderness with people that need tenderness. That's what milk means in our language, you see. So yours don't mean that. Yours don't mean that. Yours mean a secret check on people's spirituality and emotional makeup, you see. So why should I buy your symbolism? Your symbolism is in the language of an oppressor. It's part of the language for oppressing people. I don't want to take on your symbolism. The Jacobite have made a fool of the Western people. European, Americans, all of them have just been made a fool out of. They buy the tricks and then they play the tricks on other people and enjoy it. You think they don't enjoy it? Jacobite give them that secret language and they play it and they think they got it all. They ain't got it all. Jacobite got more than they got. It's a shame. So if you people want real respect, you can get it, but you have to get it. You'll have to respect my leadership. That's the only way you're going to get it. If you respect my leadership, believe me, our people can get respect. I can see now all those brothers out there, the Lallian brothers, some long braids, head full of curls and some green ribbons. Oh, my goodness. Walking down the street with a Bo Derek hairdo. And a bunch of green ribbons tied on 100 braids. I can see that right now, man. Let's go home. I don't know how you enjoyed it, but I had a good time. Tired, ain't feeling too good physically, but the inner feeling is so good until I don't even care nothing about the way I feel physically. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to greet you in peace, and the coons too. Assalamu alaikum.
So, brothers and sisters, we have a very, very, very important announcement to make here in Chicago. We're going to conclude the telephone call at this time. But we have a very, very important announcement. So please, all of you here, please remain. Just one comment before Brother Mookman reads our Fatiha for us. Brothers and sisters, I was in Philadelphia Friday night for a testimonial dinner. And they had one of the big national leaders at the dinner, well-respected man throughout the country. And he came on for his comments. And it was just an act. All it was a big emotional act where he just got in, hollered, and he was a preacher, but he's also a big leader in the country. Just hollered and shook the whole thing, spilled my coffee in my lap, everything. And he didn't say anything. And we are blessed to have a leader, in fact, the only leader, that's speaking to us from a point of understanding. The rest of them might speak from knowledge, something they've been taught, But our leaders speak from understanding, and we should appreciate that, brothers and sisters, and not be foolish, because none of us have the understanding. None of us have the understanding that our leader has, so we should appreciate our leader, love our leader, and follow our leader. So at this particular time, we'll conclude the telephone call with the Al-Fatiha. As-salamu alaykum.
Brothers and sisters, would you please get ready for the closing prayer, Al-Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط المستقيم